it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Alongside the fading fast, Greg Braggs. And my partner in crime.
I need a drink.
I've never seen anybody crash at this level. I mean, I just took a 3-minute nap over there about 30 minutes ago,
yeah,
so I feel great. Well, you know, you got to take care of yourself in this world. You, on the other hand.
I just need a whiskey and a cigar.
I know.
That's, water might be
that'll
be
too. That'll be your plan, to get drunk and hammered tonight and then come back here and be worse tomorrow. All right,
my guy.
Let's do it. This is Bears After Dark. Normally Braggs After Dark, but I just said that if I'm on the show tonight, I'm going to drive the show tonight because you don't seem capable.
So it's Carm After Dark, a.k.a. Sad.
The original show, the best show. You've ruined the show, but you're still a great show because that's the way it is. Nick,
we're still here.
We hung out with Dan Quinn.
Yeah,
head coach of the Washington Commanders. That was holy intense, dude. That was interesting. But we're going to get to Matt Eberflus in a second here. The Flus spoke today. We didn't get to it in the earlier part of the show. Do you guys have any hot takeaways from the Flus that you'd like to share with the audience?
Ooh, Flus. That was a couple hours ago. But I think when he was asked about the, you know, just upgrading the defense, like one of the first priority positions that he mentioned was, you know, the defensive line. You can always add more pass rushers. You can always add more guys in the secondary. So, I mean, obviously the Bears need to prioritize the position opposite of Montez Sweat. He can't do it all alone, even though at times he did. But if you're looking to take that next step for the defense, adding a guy that can rush the passer opposite of Montez Sweat is a good way to start.
No, but I think the biggest takeaway, because Eberflus was peppered just like Poles was about the quarterback.
And Peppered Flus. Okay.
And, you know, at one point, like if you're going to peel back anything that he said at one point, he was like, what's important for him with the quarterback? Situational football, executing in the fourth quarter. And, you know, so has that happened in Justin Fields' career yet? No. Yeah, Is that all his fault? No. And I followed that up after he answered that question and was like, well, how do you think you've done in situational play calling? Because he's admitted that he's been a part of the play calls, and he was just like,
get out of here.
Essentially, like, next question.
Well, he actually, you know, I went back and listened to it again, and you guys have not done that because you've been very busy and you weren't, you know, that part of your afternoon duties were not going back and cutting up Flus, and I was. So he actually said some things about the quarterback that I thought was interesting.
100%.
So he, Steven, looking at quarterbacks my entire life, like they're asking about the QB, and he's like, oh, look, man, I'm a defensive guy. I've figured out quarterbacks. This Matt Eberflus, I'm going to call him QB expert after we play these two cuts. Here's his first one. He's look, I've been doing this forever. You think I don't know a good quarterback when I see one? The Flus.
I've been looking at quarterbacks all my life, you know, and I know what a good quarterback looks like and what's hard on the defense, you know, and a guy that has the ability to, you know, create. A guy that has the ability to throw with timing and accuracy, and the guy that can move the ball down the field when it's critical moments, like on third down, 2-minute, and all those critical moments. So I've always looked at that, and that's been a fun process for me, just for me.
So, I mean, that's a confident Flus, right? Dude knows a good QB when he sees one. All right, let's go a little more specific there, Matt Eberflus, the fancy Flus, looking all sly these days with his new look. Mm-hmm. The traits that he's actually looking for, he kind of tipped it right there, but he goes a little even further in depth. This is like open Flus, if you will. Matt Eberflus, traits that he's looking for.
The wiring of a quarterback, obviously, is number one is leadership. You know, you have to be a great leader. You got to be resilient. You got to be able to handle criticism. You know, and then obviously the physical traits. You know, that's a big part of it. You know, the accuracy, the timing, the platform, all the things you talk about with that. And then being a winner. You know, that's what it comes down to. All these teams that do things at the end of the season, they have winners at the quarterback spot.
Winner.
Chicken dinner.
Absolutely. What's going on over here?
Nothing. Just getting some feedback from the chat saying there's a little bit of echo. We appreciate you guys. We're working with some audio stuff, you know.
Echo and, situation.
Yeah, a little echo. So you could sing a song and it might sound lovely. With yeah.
Well, the whole winner thing, too. Matt Eberflus highlighted that. But so did Ryan Poles when, Greg, you asked your follow-up about the surgeon artist kind of thing.
There goes Nick. We lost Nick. There we go. Back to Nick.
Back to me.
Yeah, you're good.
No, we can't hear Nick.
Can you hear me?
Now we got now Nick.
That was my fault. My bad, guys.
Yeah. No. When you asked Greg the follow-up on the surgeon or artist, Poles didn't give a preference on that. He said he wants a winner. Poles also said he wants a winner at the quarterback position. So when you look at the team, the quarterbacks that are playing at the end of the year in college, he also alluded to those quarterbacks are, again, termed winners. So I thought that was another interesting little wrinkle on top of the traits that he's looking for at the quarterback, like obviously the physical traits of the ball downfield, but also you got to be a winner at the position too.
And Steven, I got one more on the quarterback and Flus, the separating factor. This is what I actually thought was in the last cut. I apologize. First mistake I've ever made in the history of podcasting, the separating factor. You literally want separating factors of what he's, you know, this is what the great ones have and the other ones don't.
Look, I look at situations, you know, I look at the guys that can operate third down, 2 minute in the end of the game situations. That to me is that's a separator for me. And then you look at toughness, you know, you got to look in toughness for a quarterback really is about the mental toughness to be able to stand in the pocket and deliver the ball, and then also have the discernment to be able to move out of the pocket and create when it's necessary. So and they come in all different shapes and sizes, but it's always been fun to evaluate those guys.
It's a Flus looking for toughness. It's a Flus looking for clutchness. It's a Flus looking, he wants a money ass dude. That's how I hear it. And what that means as far as Justin Fields and Caleb Williams and Drake May and whoever else, I don't think it means a whole lot, because I don't think he's certainly not saying that Justin isn't that, but you could pick it apart and obviously and say, well, Justin hasn't been great in the 2 minute and he hasn't been great on 30. You can do all those things, but I mean, I don't know how you guys are hearing it, but I don't hear him taking shots at the current Bears quarterback.
No, but just the way they talk around it. You know, that's the thing. And speaking about the position, but not specific to the player, like the last week or so that we've heard from Shane Waldron or Ryan Poles earlier, and now Matt Eberflus. I mean, Ryan is probably the most candid of any of them to speak directly about the players. But that's the thing that I think is the biggest takeaway is just how they're avoiding talking about the specific on the player and just talking about the position itself.
Well, in those critical situations too, I think for Matt Eberflus and any head coach in the NFL, they know games are won and lost on those third down, your ability to convert in the red zone, 2 minute. And we just haven't seen that consistently enough from the Chicago Bears recently. And I think just as a head coach, he just wants somebody, not saying again that Justin can't do it, but if you can get somebody who can be consistent and putting you in a better position in those certain situations, then you have a chance to win football games, regardless of what the score is, what the outcome is. You can come out on top in those critical situations. You're going to win a lot of those football games. So I think that's where he's also coming from as a head coach, where how important it is.
So before we move off the quarterback, because I think we've talked about it a couple of minutes every now and then for the last, and we're going to continue, but for this show, we'll move off it in a second here. As I see Mark Grody coming out here, who we're supposed to go do something with, but never mind. Okay. The point is this. I want to ask you this question. What percentage of you right now thinks they're going to draft a quarterback number one and not trade the pick? What percentage of you?
99%.
99. Okay, Nick?
98, 99, yeah.
So everybody on this show is at 98, 99, 99.6 that they're doing this. There's no turning back. Everything that we heard today from Ryan Poles about how he wants to do right by Justin.
Yep.
Hard to walk that back at some point.
Yep.
So it all
Matt Eberflus did an interview with SiriusXM where he said, you know, when we know what we're going to do, then we'll tell him.
When? Not if, when.
Well, but that could be either way, but okay.
True.
But it certainly does. It's amazing how a day spins here, but at noon today, I thought if I was to bet, of course I would have bet Caleb then, and I would have bet Caleb a week ago, and I would have bet Caleb a month ago.
Well,
but it does feel a little bit different by the end of today.
And we saw Josh Rock from NBC Sports Chicago put out an article here recently that they're reporting that the Atlanta Falcons are emerging as a front runner as a trade candidate. And I know some Bears fans are talking about, because the Atlanta Falcons pick at 8. Could there be a swap from 9 to 8? With an additional second round pick attached to that, the smoke is starting to pillow.
Pillowing smoke?
Pillowing smoke.
Is that a real statement?
I don't know.
I mean, I thought I came up with a great statement. Is pillowing smoke real?
I think that's a thing, yeah.
Smoke pillows.
Smoke pillows?
Like, yeah.
Fluff, yeah.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
I get that.
PTBD. I thought I was on fire with that one. Hey, all right. Just a couple from the Flus, and we'll move off Flus here. And
well, do you want to is it still quarterback centric, or you want to take a little quick shout out to our friends over at Circa?
Oh, we can always take a shout out. We love you, Circa. We love you, Circa.
Fly us back out. Let's swim in your pool. Circa Sports book tight money line splits, low hold model. Games will strive to be a minus 110 split on the Circa Sports menu, unlike other sports books, which may use a minus 115 or a minus 120 split.
Suckers.
Circa Sports keeps as little money as possible on large market bets, especially compared to the other books. They're very transparent. Circa Sports does not limit players based on their winnings. Every player has the same limits, unlike other books who do limit winning players. I encourage every bettor to download and explore all sporting betting apps available and go see for yourself. Compare the lines from each sportsbook, and you'll see that Circa Sportsbook is second to none. Their customer service is also second to none. They're real people behind the Circa Sports brand who resolve issues in a timely fashion, unlike other books who use those chat bots that everybody hates. All aspects of the app are being run by the same team that runs the main Circa Sportsbook at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. So make sure you head out there. Download the Circa Sports Illinois app at circasports.com/Illinois-app to sign up today. Also, be on the lookout for Circa events, watch parties, and tailgates. If you or someone you may know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or text GAMB to 833-234 or visit areyoureallywinning.com.
Areyoureallywinning.com. And I love Circa so much that I came up with my own song for Circa. Would you like to sing it with me?
I thought I just did.
No, this is a new one. Love you, Circa. Oh, yes, we do. We don't love anyone as much as you. When we gamble, we do it with you. Circa, we love you. Okay, that's my song.
Ah, very nice.
Oh, very creative
there. I'm on the cutting edge. All right, let's talk. There's some the open Flus. Couple on the defense here that I thought was interesting, and also the wide receiver, and also let's go with actually his conversation with Pete Carroll about how he got comfortable with Shane Waldron.
We're picking up a little bit of echo on those sound bites. Can you just like summarize it instead?
Oh, really? The chat has
alarmed me that it's echoing during it. I know it doesn't sound like that in our ears, but
we should just make them hear it. I mean, make them hear the echo.
Echoing, screw them.
Echo
sound bites on my outstanding work. That's a weird situation right there. All right. Well, listen, the bottom line is he had a lengthy conversation with Pete Carroll about Shane Waldron, where he got very comfortable about hiring Shane Waldron. So Pete really went to bat for him. Could that be Pete? Now, if you worked with someone and you didn't like them and someone called you up and asked you, would you hire this guy? Would you torch them? I would. Wouldn't you? If you worked with someone who was a huge pain in the ass, I don't know what you're laughing at, who, you know, maybe made fun of you in ways that you didn't appreciate, and you never thought that guy had any real talent, and somebody called you up and said, would you hire this guy? Well, you'd kill him, right?
Yes.
You know, Mark, I would back you up to anybody.
Well, I think
I got your back.
There is something to be said that Pete went to bat for the level that he did with Shane, and the Flus appreciated. So that was one. He also, when he was asked about the wide receiver talent, I feel like I'm a Nicholas Moriano right now doing a Bears report. But when he asked about the wide receiver talent on the team, he's like, we need depth. We need. He didn't say playmakers, but he said we
dynamic pieces there. Yeah. Free agency or through the draft. So it makes it hard to defend. He was also saying when you have guys like that with an ex like DJ Moore.
He in essence said we have nothing other than DJ. That's what he said.
I mean, when you look at the Bears wide receiver room right now, Mark, is he wrong?
No, he's not. So that's what I'm saying. It's like the honest Flus today. Hey, we need depth. We need players. We need something. Knock, knock, knock. Ryan Poles. I mean, I know they're in love, and I'm sure this is not a contentious thing by Flus, but you know, he's calling out what it is. It was a nice, solid, honest Flus moment. And he did say that the defense is close.
Yes.
You might want to elaborate on that one, Nick. Feel free. He's also extreme. And the other one was that he really gave Jalen a whole lot of love, which furthermore goes into my point that I think Jalen's going to be signed by the time we walk out of here on Friday.
Yeah. So what he was saying about the defense, it was interesting too, because he didn't give too much credit to them. He said that he wanted to commend those guys for sticking through it in the beginning, but he said, you can always have more rusher, can always have more corners. You know, he loved that, but he's called it, we're close to being a pretty solid group. I think that's so even though Flus was being a little honest there, I'm like, he didn't praise up the defense to the level that I thought he was going to, because they did ball out towards the back half of the season, but a solid group. He's keeping it, he's not giving them all the praise right now. He wants to see them continue to have players and continue to do what they did at the back half of the 2023
season. Well, and Greg and I were talking to some notables yesterday, and it's like, look, they got one pass rusher, so they need more. There's still more to the defense, and I think the Flus is underlining that too.
This is one of the questions, and I didn't get a great answer from Eber Flus. Not that I'm taking it personal, but I asked him, like, I am taking it personal, because I thought it was a good question. Was how hard was it to evaluate your defense before Montez Sweat got here? To me, I don't think it was a fair evaluation. Because you look at a guy like Jalen Johnson, let's just talk about him specifically. And last year he was very critical about, hey, I need him to turn the football over. Well, you need a pass rusher to give you multiple opportunities to get turnovers. And then, voila, you get Montez Sweat in here, and all of a sudden the Chicago Bears have 22 interceptions, tied for the most interceptions in the league with the San Francisco 49ers. That's only with one pass rusher on your defense.
Underrated, great question by you. Great job by you. Didn't see it that way then. Seeing it that way now. Really like the question. He didn't give you a good answer. I'm mad at you too, at Matt Eberflus.
I think he knows that I fired him like 5 or 6 times. Like, it's not personal.
I don't really think he's paying attention to our show. That doesn't seem to me like
paying attention to his look.
You should feel guilty about that though, because
I'm a little worried about it.
I'm a little worried about what?
That he's mad at me.
he's not mad at you. He's not mad.
Do you think he's not going to answer your question next
year? I'm worried.
I promise you, doesn't care about you at all. I promise you.
That's what Nick said. I don't know. I'm worried.
Look, Jason Leisure asked him a lot of tough questions and basically was, I wouldn't say.
You know, after your question, Greg, he's like, and Jason. So yeah. I mean, even
that's why he was mad, because he was like, Jason was next, and you cut Jason off.
Yeah,
you know
Well, hey, listen. I think you and Flus have a great. Flus.
We gotta work something out.
You got a good future. Mm-hmm. Poles will smooth it out for you. That's your buddy. He'll smooth out the Flus part for you. You guys will you'll dance down Flus Lane. I have no doubt in my mind. All right, this is like a little after dinner dessert. Bears After Dark tonight. So before we get out here, anything that's left in the chamber here that you want to fire away at that we have not covered today? And hopefully everybody enjoyed our dynamic first show today.
Go ahead, Nick. You got
actually one last thing that Flus did mention. There was a restructuring of the offense with hiring or having now a run game coordinator and a pass game coordinator, with both those guys obviously being under Shane Waldron. What was the why did they kind of go about restructuring the room that way? But he, what Matty Eberflus was saying, it was important that everybody was working as a one cohesive unit. So he met with, you know, Chris Morgan, and you meet with, you know, those guys in position, so that whatever the identity of the offense is going to be in the 2024 season, they're all in line with each other. And I think that's important when you're having this much turnover with the coaching staff, but also in potentially a new quarterback. So I think that's really important that everybody's cohesive. They know what the direction is. They know what the identity is going to be, because obviously the Bears got probably halfway through the season offensively where they felt like the identity was what they wanted it to be. So if you can get started on that in the beginning of the season, puts you in a better position to be successful on offense early on.
And to that point, then the other question that I gave him was, you know, have you built out your playbook yet? And at what point is the playbook complete to where you can give it to your players that are currently on the roster? And he said they're still working through
process.
That. So, like, you know, they still got to figure out what they're doing at quarterback. They still got a playbook to fill out. And all these their whole offensive staff is here right now evaluating players. So they're really behind the eight ball when it comes to the rest of the league to, you know, get this whole thing under control. And that's just another point to how hard it would be for Justin Fields to come in a make it or break it year where you're already a few months behind. You don't have a playbook. You're trying to evaluate who you're going to bring on the roster. So it'll be interesting to see how long, you know, those things develop.
Shout out as we get on out here to my guy, Josh McCown, landing in Minneapolis with the Vikings. Very interesting as their new quarterbacks coach, Josh McCown, making his way around the leagues, and, Field Yates putting out on Twitter that, he has the same agent as Kirk Cousins. Does that mean that Kirk's coming back to Minnesota? Certainly doesn't hurt his chances of going back to Minnesota. I always thought that he was going back to Minnesota because Kirk Cousins seems very comfortable in Minnesota, and he's played well for the Vikings. Mm-hmm. Say what you want about Kirk Cousins, but Josh McCown back in the division. I'm a longtime McCownie. I've been hoping that somehow, some way, he would land here. Which, by the way, we did.
Like a great guy.
Well respected.
Great hair.
Underrated athlete.
Nick, who do we got for the position players tomorrow?
We start with the defensive linemen. So Jared Verse from Florida State's a guy that I really want to talk to. You have the linebackers after that. So defensive heavy. So if there are any guys that you want us to potentially talk to, let us know. But we're looking to fortify the trenches here.
You got Newton, the D-tackle Illinois. Yep, and I know Corey Wooten has been big on for months, so...
I know that you're going to go home tonight and you're going to do extensive research on all the D-line prospects. So you'll have some great questions tomorrow.
Now, I'll just every player I'll ask him about, would you draft Caleb Williams or trade?
that's my role. You
hey, Jared Verse, what do you think the Bears should do with the number one pick?
What is your question to Jared Verse? You know, you have to work on that one.
I got to work on it.
Yeah.
You see, what I do is I'm a listener. And so I hear what saying, and then I play off of that because I'm just such a quality listener.
Right. You don't come in with an agenda. That's never you. You have no thought.
No agenda.
No
thoughts.
You're not a strategist.
Not a strategist.
All right. Well, Steven, thank you for being here for Bears After Dark. Diehards, yes. Before we go, what?
I was going to say, before we go, I want to remind everyone we're trying to get to 40,000 or 50,000 subscribers by Monday. It's our two-year anniversary at CHGO. Mm-hmm. We started the day just under 1,000. We've picked up over 100 subscribers today.
Let's go.
So we're tracking. We could get there. It's going to be close. We need your support to get there. Also, hit the like button and go to CHGO_Bears on Twitter. We're trying to hit 40,000 followers on there. Help us reach all of our goals. And thank you guys for sticking it out for an extra 6 hours today to make this happen.
Everybody who's here for After Dark is a true genius human being. And if you haven't hit the subscribe button,
Please do.
And if you want to be a superstar, pass it along to one of your friends. Hey, help these guys out. If you like Bears content, you like Bears content. If you like the entertainment, if you like friendship, if you like hot fudge sundaes, if you like hot dogs, if you like peanuts,
puppies,
if you like people that look like they need a nap at 6 at night,
damn,
you want to be here. Right here.
I love you. I love you, Carl.
Yeah, I love you back, Greg. I hope you have good luck tonight out there. I'm sure you'll find your second win.
Grody, you ready to rock? You ready to rock?
Grody's ready to go.
It's time to go. Hey, thank you so much. We'll be here tomorrow at noon.
See you then.
Have a great rest of your night. Bear down.
We all silly like the mayor.